getting better. Tonight on The Gay Man's Guide.
Coming out stories.
And we are serving fish hunting.
Actually, Ryan, weren't those chicken tacos?
Well, they were actually turkey tacos. It's a recipe that's been passed down from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you guys
for coming over. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. I brought the cream pie.
It's all coming up now on The Gay Man's Guide. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Gay Man's Guide. My name is Lee.
I'm Freddie.
And I'm Ryan.
Now, a fun story about this. You heard in the intro we were talking about chicken tacos and all that fun stuff. That actually happened like...
A month ago.
See, what had happened was...
No, it was like three. It actually was...
Yeah,
we're
going
around for a month.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that. See, what had happened was, is Ryan's apartment is a haunted...
Okay.
By a ghost.
There's a ghost, baby.
And our audio got really, really odd and separated and all that stuff. We re-recorded it. It still did the same thing. And then apparently Freddie's busy, busy schedule prevented all of us from meeting up again.
I'm sorry that I'm really busy with my extracurricular activities.
Being a prostitute.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole other episode. So today, what are we talking about today? Realness, right? That's
yes,
what we're
our
going
theme
for?
Is realness. And we're going to talk about how our coming out stories made us
real.
What we're going to do is we're going to go down the line, we're going to share our coming out stories, and we're going to start with Ryan.
Yes,
the oldest member of our team.
I'm sorry, I came out at the age of 13.
It's true,
you really
did.
You old.
No, I did. I came out as bisexual when I was in 8th grade. And,
whoa.
Oh, you...
Freddie apparently there's parties whenever Freddie you come out
went
on 8th grade.
8th grade, obviously.
No, I mean, like, I came out as bisexual, but, you know, that's a long time.
I obviously did it much earlier than you did, which makes me better. So...
And older.
No. Oh. I just went to 8th grade.
So
you stopped at 6th, okay? I don't know what they do in Puerto Rico.
Remember, but... he speaks English very well.
Very good.
I'm Puerto Rican, so let's just go ahead and reiterate that before you
there's a picture
every...
on the Facebook now,
well,
so it's okay.
Oh my god, there's a photo.
We have your hometown and everything there.
Perfect.
Speaking of hometowns, so my hometown is a little bumble scum blip on the map in Virginia where we still have Confederate Flag Fridays and members of the Klan own the gas station. So
Is that slight sarcasm or is that real?
No, that's real.
Like,
that's,
there are Klan members that run gas stations?
That's real talk. Like,
oh, very nice.
We don't talk about it, but it's real talk.
Oh, no. I mean, the hoods should be, like, the first giveaway.
Well, they usually don't wear those.
Oh, they're very, they're down low.
They're discreet. Yeah, they're discreet Klan members.
Like, conservative Klan members?
No, they're just, they don't want people to know. Like, you know when you meet a guy and he's like, oh, I'm not after my family, I don't want them to know, and you're like, oh, okay, they're the same way. Like, they don't want people buying gas to know that they would burn a cross in their front yard.
No.
Very similar.
Yeah, no, it's
very
close.
Similar.
Not that conservative.
Yeah. So anyway, I came out actually in 8th grade and my English teacher, Miss Shute, told my mom, and my mom questioned me on the drive home from a field trip about me being bisexual. And
was it at a Confederate flag retreat?
No, we only do, you can only do those when you're in
11th
grade.
Hey kids, let's go to Confederate Flag Fridays.
Yeah. No, legit Confederate Flag Fridays is there were people who went to high school with that would drive up and down in front of the high school in their big trucks with Confederate flags on their flagpoles.
I could just see like girls wearing like halter dresses that were...
Don't talk about prom like that, okay? That was...
We're like 2 minutes into your story and this is great. We're already pulling it apart.
Yeah.
Sorry, I apologize.
No, it's fine. So Mrs. Shute told my mom and my mom questioned me on a drive home from a field trip. And then in 9th grade, I did the Day of Silence. And because I went to a very small school with rural rednecks, just putting it out there. The next day, a group of people did a Day of Silence for straight people because straight people... need rights. It was a
they have been oppressed as well.
Yes, they've also been oppressed. It was a weird moment, and as a 14-year-old, I didn't know like how to battle it. But
I would have fought them. But
well,
I'm also Hispanic. So.
Well, you're yeah, that's true.
Nita, I will shank you.
You've got a razor blade under your tongue, and unfortunately, we can't do that in Goochland. So,
wait, what did you just say?
Goochland.
Oh,
excuse me. One more time for the hearers.
Gooch
the hearers
land. The hearers?
For the hearers yes. out there, also known as
our listeners.
Yeah, I'm from a place called Goochland, so the merry old land of Gooch.
Sounds like fun.
It's right next to Taintville.
I can't. This is a lie, aren't you?
No, are Goochland's real.
Taintville is not.
Taintville's
no.
a lie, but Goochland's real. Oh. So, but I had a friend that wrote me a note after my day of silence. And she was like, you know, I think it's great that you're standing up for yourself and blah, blah, blah. And my mom found that note. And I remember her sitting with me at my brother's tutor's like picnic table and like asking me about this. And then we didn't really talk about it. And it wasn't until actually she met David, my first like serious boyfriend. She met him. And when we broke up, I remember her being like, well, that sucks. And I was like, great. My mom wouldn't care if I was gay or straight. She's just really good at giving advice. So
it's motherly love right there.
But my mom's thing was always been about Matthew Shepard. Like, that's where her thoughts go when there's, like, when I talk about being gay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Or when I talk about something happening, like, her thoughts automatically automatically. Like, when I went homecoming queen, that's exactly where she went. Was she was like, I'm just worried to get tied to a fence. And I was like, Mom, I'm going out in D.C., so the fences are limited, but whatever. So my coming out story is pretty simple.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom isn't super supportive, but
okay. But I mean,
we talk about it.
Okay.
I guess. I mean, she met Nathan when we were together.
Yeah.
And she, but we don't talk, like, she doesn't, like, know that I'm dating someone or know that I'm, and she obviously doesn't know that I'm sleeping with people, so.
Well, she does now. Hey, come on out, Mom.
I'm like, where'd you hide my mom? Because if the bitch came down here because you asked her to and not because I did, I'd be real pissed. I'd be real pissed.
And she's staying here for a week. Congratulations.
Well, good thing this IKEA sofa is comfy, bitch.
It looks great. The whole room is just spectacular.
Thanks. That's my coming out
story.
Fun
fact about you, though, is you said you won Homecoming Queen.
That's a whole nother episode.
It is, but it's so damn interesting. You got to give like a little like small teaser.
So
I
went.
We'll post on Facebook the whole thing.
So I went to one of the most diverse colleges in the country, George Mason University, and
What was their mascot?
Go Patriots!
Go Patriots!
Yeah. I'm not high-fiving you on that one. That was weird.
GMU, no.
That was me as a cheerleader.
That was the straightest thing I've ever heard you say.
Did it make you feel weird?
Yeah, no, I was a little turned on by the straight.
All right, well, of course you were.
Yeah,
I feel uncomfortable.
I do too. But so I went to one of the most diverse campuses in the country, and I won Homecoming Queen because I'm the most popular and pretty girl there. So.
And you're in the HuffPo for it, too.
Well, not only am I in the HuffPo, I'm also in the WashPo, and did an interview with MSNBC, and Perez Hilton picked up my story, and
yeah, we'll have to post your
Inside Edition wanted me to interview with them.
Ooh, you know you've made it big. When
well,
Inside Edition
I didn't. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it later. But yes, I won Homecoming Queen.
Coming up next, are these puppies gay? Plus, Ryan Allen coming out to Homecoming Queen.
Yeah, I mean it's normal. Whatever. We'll talk. We'll have a whole drag episode. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be
fine.
It'll be good. Be good times. My story is just a little bit more interesting, and I try not to.
Oh, fuck you, Lee.
No, I mean, in the sense that I don't want to.
Oh, because it happened
yesterday?
Oh, bitch.
You're mean. I had no urge to come out to my parents at all. I had zero expectations to even do that. My mom passed away about 8 months ago. It was very sudden. Nobody really expected it, so I flew up to North Carolina, and so did my dad. My sister lived with my mom at the time, so they were already there. I just finished giving my mom's eulogy. We were back at the hotel room with my dad. My dad says, very jokingly, he says, so now that we have your mom out of the way, I have to ask you something. And I knew, like, from that point, I'm like, all right, this is going to be the question. He just, like, kind of sat back. He took a deep breath and just was like, are you,
into dinosaurs?
Close. Close. I do like a good velociraptor, but no. And I filled in the sentence. I was like, are you asking me if I'm gay? And he goes, yeah. And I said, yes. And that the thing that you should understand about my dad is a very, very loving guy, but he's a man of very few words. So it's not very well communicated with him, like whether or not he wants to, you know, see me or stuff like that. So when I asked him, I'm like, is this going to affect anything between us? And he goes, I may not support what you do, but I support your right to do it. And I thought that was, like, the best thing I could ever expect to hear from my dad, especially considering I had literally just given my mom's eulogy not even 10, 15 minutes prior to that. My dad actually then proceeded to give me a questionnaire. I didn't know that happens when you come out to your parents. I got a questionnaire.
I had a questionnaire.
Did
my
you?
Mom asked me if anything had happened in the locker room.
Oh.
That's the one questionnaire.
That's oddly specific.
But
she is freaky. And
there's actually two guys that would have been okay if something had happened in the
yeah.
locker room. Nothing happened in the locker room, unfortunately.
That you know of.
God, that coach was hot, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What was the coach's last name?
I'm not saying it.
Oh, no? You don't want to throw that under the bus?
No, because I'm friends with him on Facebook. Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
And he and his family are so cute, and I'm super jealous of their, like, heteronormative, like, baby white picket fence. And I'm like, God damn, Coach, you were so sexy making me do jumping jacks. Anyway.
All right, now to take that mood down to about 6 more levels.
Sorry.
My it's dad, hot in here. Right? Moist. Yes. So my dad proceeds to ask me, I guess, the general 3 questions after you've come out to your parents, which was, how do you meet boys? And I was like, I don't know, Dad. How do you meet women? You go to a bar, you go to a club, I don't know.
You download Grindr.
You download Grindr. I mean, you guys have that, right? let's see. The second thing he asked was if I have AIDS. Because apparently, you know, it's in the air.
Yeah.
It's in the air.
You can breathe it.
The third was, he asked me something else. And oh, he asked me if I act differently. Did your parents ask, like, do you act differently around your parents?
No. Well,
When they didn't know, did you act differently?
Here's the thing. Anyone that knows me knows how flamboyant I am. Imagine like a 5-year-old version of Ryan. Ooh. I was just as flamboyant.
Oh, that's, yeah. No, that's out there.
Yeah. Like, I was out there. So, like, my mom, the fact that my mom doesn't talk about it still blows my mind, because my family obviously knew when I was busy singing "O Christmas Tree" with fireplace tools as microphones at 6 years old.
Perfect.
Faggots! Right here. That I'm pointing guy. At myself. You can't see it, but...
We really need to do this as like a webcam or something.
Probably the drag episode. We'll all be in face and we'll record a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to do that. And then right before I flew back down to Orlando, I had lunch with my sister where my mom used to eat all the time, the one and only world-famous Cracker Barrel. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that before.
That's actually a really good place for family
it's
things.
It's fantastic. Now, the thing you need to know about where...
Don't eat there.
No, that's because you guys have to go to Pollo Campero.
True story.
Pollo Tropical?
Oh, no, we don't
Pollo go something something?
We go to, like, those privately owned Hispanic places, like...
Like Chi Chi's.
No.
The hole-in-the-wall places.
No, like some of them are really delicious.
I know. Can we go to one? I don't like Puerto Rican food, though.
Are you serious?
Oh, I don't.
I did you just feel the earth shake a little? I think those were all the Puerto Ricans like getting upset.
You legitimately eat Puerto Ricans.
Okay, he was Mexican. Again, another episode.
Oh, my.
Look, this is our serious somber episode, so our hearers can get to know us.
You mean listeners?
Oh, wow, oh. Freddie, you catch on quick.
Did you read a book?
Bitch.
I did. I love what that word was.
So I had brunch with my sister.
Gay.
It's not gay. Well, I mean, it was
brunch
gay.
Brunch is a gay thing.
Is it?
Legit.
Yeah.
Oh. I just thought that was an... Wow.
Brunch is gay. I'm sorry, I'm shooting lasers into your soul
no,
right
I'm seeing it.
Of gay.
Oh. I'm sending you Eggs Benedict.
Ooh.
Mimosas!
So it was Sunday afternoon, church had just let out, and everybody in where I lived in North Carolina, incredibly Southern Baptist. I'm talking like deep.
Snake handling.
Oh, yes.
Good.
Yeah, not quite, you know.
Not that far? Is that too far?
Not too much of the, you know, Klan running the gas stations, but close.
Well, I win.
So I was telling my sister this story, and I said, that's funny, right? And she goes, wait a minute, you're gay? I was like, I didn't tell you this? And she goes, no. And then I just saw, and again, there's like old couples all around us, just fresh out of church.
Playing checkers.
Mm-hmm, oh, of course. Or that little peg thing where you got to jump the colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Stupid.
It's because you don't know how to play it.
No, you're right.
So my sister just kind of like, I see her get really excited and she jumps up out of her chair. Honest to God, true story. And she goes, I have a gay brother I can go shopping with. And I saw 8 pairs of eyes turn around and just stare at me. And I'm like, well, we're going to grab our check and go.
They were judging your fashion sense, actually.
I have zero fashion sense. This new hairdo, yeah, first time someone's ever touched my hair in 15 years.
The reality is, it's not even that new.
No, it's not.
You didn't even get it that much texture put in.
No,
it's... We're going to fix you up. Okay?
No, and, you know, fix me up, girl. I'm just saying, this has been deemed the duck butt.
Well, ooh. You look like an asshole, so I guess it fits.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So much for our coming out episode. So yeah, that's pretty much...
I think
much...
it's because it's the third time we've recorded it, and it's the
it really
third
is.
Time I've heard your story that I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a flying fuck.
That's why we purposely waited so long to record between this, so we didn't, you know, have to hear it again and again and again.
God.
So yeah, that's mine.
I mean, speaking of sisters, okay, so I come from a Hispanic family.
No.
Surprise.
Oh.
And
God, I feel like I don't even know you anymore.
And my sister's actually a lesbian, and so is my mother.
God, every time you say it, I just want a TV show based on your family. Every time.
If anyone wants to pick up a pilot, I own the rights to my life, so.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Because that's an exclusive thing to own.
Truth. So, the way it kind of worked out is my, you know, I grew up, I mean, imagine Freddie is much gayer than I already am, you know? I'm pretty gay, so.
This is out there.
But I was growing up, and my family was always like, you're going to be gay, you're going to be gay. You know, like, it was nonstop of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally, like, middle school rolls around, and there's, like, experimenting, and, you know, you kind of, like, at the end of your, like, middle school, early high school, you kind of start realizing, wow, these feelings. So then after my,
Yes, it does say Grindr.
Really?
We're going to have to edit that.
It's the boy I'm dating.
Oh, no, no. This is staying in. No, Ryan's phone, what we do before the show is we vibrate our phone.
Grindr.
We send...
No, his name is Kurt.
Kurt from Grindr.
He's a paramedic. He's very sweet. He brought me Valentine's Day candy on Valentine's Day.
So what we do before the show is we silence all of our phones, but Ryan put his phone on vibrate, and Freddie
because I'm timing it, stupid ass.
But okay. It's just funny to see Kurt Grindr.
Oh
no, it's staying in.
Oh my.
I'm not embarrassed. Look, I'm not putting anyone's last name in. No, it's not that one. I'm not putting anyone's last name in until we're like exclusive.
Oh. I agree.
All right, now it just got boring, so we'll edit.
So, my, you know, growing up, finally, high school happened, and I started the first Gay Straight Alliance at my school. Helped start it. I was secretary of it. And so, senior year happens. I've been coming out as bisexual.
All through high school you were bisexual?
Yes.
Okay.
So, finally, Gay Straight Alliance happens. I end up as on homecoming court, which is kind of funny because...
Did you win?
No, I got
rid of it. I won, so suck it.
But I was not a woman. So,
I'm not either, Britney Spears.
So then, my sister takes me to her Jeep, which her Jeep was named Janice.
That's a very lesbian name.
Correct. So, we're talking in Janice, and she...
That just sounds weird.
We were talking in Janice, and she...
How many can you fit inside of Janice?
Well, you could fit 5 people.
Wow.
So,
that's a lot.
Impressive.
No. So, and my sister goes, and my sister had this super lesbian butch short haircut, and she goes, Freddie, I have to tell you something. And I said, what is that? And she goes, I'm a lesbian. And I said, oh, thank God, I'm gay. So we just had the sibling gay bonding, and then... My sister came out to my mom. My mom flipped out on her, mm-hmm. like legitimately started yelling and calling her names. And my sister was like, how are you upset? You are a lesbian. And my mom was like, it's just not what I wanted for you. You know what I mean? I was just so upset. And how could you be a lesbian? I said, because of me, you saw me. You just saw me as with a woman. And it was a hot mess. And my sister and my mom didn't talk for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally they made peace, and it was my first year of college, and finally I turned to my mom, and I said, Mom, I have something to tell you.
It's getting whispery in here again.
And I remember Soft Rock was playing. It was that Lady in Red.
Oh my God, so, I love that song. Can your mom and Polly hang out?
Yeah, it's fine.
I think they jam out to the adult contemporary station a lot.
So Lady in Red is playing in the background.
Lady in Red.
And I turn to my mom, and I go,
she's dancing with me.
I'm gay. And then my mom goes, she turns it down, and she goes,
no one can see you pantomime
that. Yeah, I don't know why I pantomimed that. So then she goes, what are you going to do about it? And I said, what? I mean, I said, I'm not going to be an activist like my sister. And she said, okay, you can be gay.
Oh.
And that was it.
That was the requirement checklist. Right. As long as you didn't do what your sister did,
I'm so, you know, I believe in gay rights and whatnotness. But I haven't actually come out to my dad yet. I still haven't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like legitimately haven't come out to him.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Whenever I go around him, I always like talk. Like, I know my dad's perfect type of woman, so I just say I like the opposite of. So
because that makes
my
perfect
type,
sense.
Quote unquote.
Has a penis.
Yes. However, whenever he's talking
to me. Oh, okay,
sorry. I'll go, well, my voice will drop.
Oh.
Yeah, don't do it. You know it's going to turn Leon.
I know. He loves that shit.
You can say anything to me in Spanish, and I'm done.
Regardless.
Irregardlessable. Irregardlessable.
So, my dad, finally, you know, I just haven't come out to him. I'm waiting for the perfect time. You know, my dad has been trying to get me alone to talk about it. He was like, you know, you can tell me. He doesn't have an accent like my mom. But he...
Well, hopefully.
Well, you know, he's...
Ready.
Military. So... That's another reason why I haven't come out
totally
to him.
That's totally
understandable. Yeah, he's very military.
Well, and so. I think that's the thing that, you know, for us, we're talking about realness and coming out, but coming out is something that's very personal to everyone, and I hate when there's the stigma that not being out is a bad thing, because there are multiple reasons why someone may not be out.
Correct.
For their safety, for their life. I mean, you know...
Yeah.
You know, they might be in someone's will, and once they come out, they don't have the option of being in the will anymore. Like, those are realities. And so, I mean, for me, I am out, but I'm also a flaming homosexual. So, you know, obviously.
I mean, I love my father very much, and I hope that one day that we can sit down and talk. But I just remember when my sister came out to him, he flipped out. She's still not allowed to go up there without being, like, announced. So.
Really?
Yeah, so she just, it's very hard for me to want to come out to him,
yeah.
But I think eventually it will happen. You know, he said one thing to me that I thought was just, it, like, resonates still to now, and he said, I remember I was sticking up for my sister, because I was also sticking up for me, essentially, and he just said, you think it's okay that two guys fuck each other in the ass? And what I wanted to say was, yes, but...
I like it.
But I was too young then. And
oh, that's true.
And so it was just, it was very hard, but, you know, I'm glad that I have that relationship with my mom that I can talk to her about anything. And so one day.
Oh, I had no urge to coming out to my parents 6, 7, 8 months ago. So, no, totally feel you in that boat, because that's a very awkward thing to talk about, especially when you're just like, I don't know how I could be pushed out of a family like that. But surprisingly, my whole family's been ridiculously supportive about it. And they act like it's no big, you know.
Agreed.
Conversations don't change, which is ideally the best outcome. Because there are some people that do get pushed out.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, it's true.
It's very, very sad. But spread the word, and, you know.
What
things
word?
Will, you know, the word.
Bird? Bird is the word.
No, the bird is not the word.
What word are we spreading?
I don't know. Just spread the word of
that
love.
I was about to say that.
All right. I wasn't sure where that was.
Everybody say love.
Love.
Love. Okay.
All right. So that's it. I think it's time to wrap it up. And you should too.
Yes. Those were coming out stories. And that was us being real. We hope that it inspired you or made you think. And as always, please let us know if there's something we said
comments.
That pissed you off or made you think. We'd love to hear about it on the Facebook page or on the Twitter. Make sure you're sharing us with your friends.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. And share is fun to listen to.
And
this is the part where we stop, right?
No. Well, no. I think we can get like another like 30 seconds of.
Oh, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
But regardless of anything, we definitely want your feedback, and we love y'all.
Yes. Facebook.com/gaymanguide. Twitter is at gaymanguide. Wow, I don't know where that twang came from.
Try again?
Let's try that
again.
Elmer? Twitter is at gaymanguide. Be very, very quiet. like us on there. Spread the word. And the word is love.
Love.
Everybody say love.
Love.
We will have special guests in the future. We'll have more episodes coming because we're all here at the same time. We're just going to crank them out left and right.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good idea.
We are
going to
have
order
a gay
pizza?
Man's guide.
I love cranking.
Well, I love pizza.
You know
so
what?
That's how
put
we're
the
gonna,
two together.
That's how we're going to start recording these is with pizza and drugs.
We will also start to recap. we will start to recap RuPaul's Drag Race, which just started over the past
a few
weeks
ago. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be great.
So, anybody have predictions on winners, real quick?
No, I think it's way too early. I just don't like most of the cast this season.
Roxy Andrews, and then Coco is.
I love Coco Montrese, but I love her for multiple other reasons that are not on the show.
So we'll talk about that in a future episode. Yes. For now, I'm Lee.
I'm Freddie.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is the Gay Man's Guide saying, if you can't wrap it up, then
don't finish that statement.
Oh, okay.
Then It's not a good leftover.
Ah!
I see what you did there.
Oh, you guys are so stupid. Good night.
That was stupid. Bye, guys.